President Janavansa Tamil says he is optimistic that Ghanaians will retain him and the NDC in power because of the achievements of his government in the last 3 years. He said his vision of a better Ghana is on course. Briefing the media in Washington, D.C. on the last day of his official visit to the U.S., President Mills mentioned single-digit inflation, massive infrastructural development, and reduction in poverty as some of the achievements.
It is very clearly on course. If you heard my State of Nation address, I was giving Ghanaians a gist of what we had done. It was like a report to the people of Ghana of what we have done, what we promised to do, and the achievement that we have made. If you take the economy, the achievement that we have made is unprecedented. You take energy, you take education, you name it, infrastructural development. As far as I'm concerned, we have done extremely well in all areas. Of course, it would be wrong on my part to say that now we have done everything. Ghana doesn't need anything. No country ever gets to that stage. But we have done very well. There's a marked improvement between what we came to find and what it is that Ghanaians can see for themselves. So I think that we are going to have a renewal of our mandate because Ghanaians can see the difference, can see what it is that we have done. I remember telling President Obama that we are in similar boats, but I assured him that our boats would sail successfully to their final destination. We need to show the people what we've done, and I can assure the people of Ghana that we will let them know, and already they know what it is. We are not going to be complacent. We are going to go to the last wire and make sure that all the works in progress are completed and that everybody has a good idea as to the extent to which we have gone in fulfilling the promises that we made and the extent to which we have helped improve the standards of living of Ghanaians.
President Mills described his official visit as successful in view of the critical areas American businessmen have pledged to invest in. These include energy, rail, and water. He said he is happy that Exim Bank US is prepared to finance some of these major projects, which will help create opportunities for Ghanaians. President Mills explained that financing of projects has been a headache for government. That was why he turned to China for support. He said with the Exim Bank on board, Ghana stands to record an infrastructure boom.
I've been very proud of the relationship that exists between Ghana and the U.S. and the honor that he did us by choosing us as the first sub-Saharan African country to visit upon his assumption of office. Obviously, we have maintained this relationship. And from what we've been able to do here, I think we have been raising this relationship to high level. We had the opportunity to meet a number of cabinet ministers, a number of chief executives, all of whom have some interest in Africa in general and Ghana in particular. And they indicated very clearly their willingness and preparedness to help us increase our rate and level of development and growth. They commended us on how far we have come, and we explained certain issues to them in detail, and I have no doubt whatsoever that the discussions have been inured to our mutual benefit, and we begin to see some increased activity in all areas. The areas that they have chosen for investment are areas which are of great importance to our people. I mean, the railway sector is a very important sector. There are some who are interested in energy and who can downplay the importance of energy. But let me say that one of the issues that came up and really gave me hope for the future was the statement by the head of Exim that when it comes to financing of projects, they are prepared to finance our projects. Financing has been our problem, and that's why we went to China. And we are grateful to them for what they've done. But it's also important for you to diversify your sources, and I'm happy that Exim is prepared, you know, to play ball with us.
President Mills. The president has since left Washington, D.C. for Accra.